What's going on, guys? Today is Saturday, September 10th, 2022. I hope you're having a fantastic Saturday and an even better week. I hope it just continues. Just continues to get awesome and awesomer as time goes on. If that's even possible, I hope it's true. I hope it does happen for you guys. I truly do. I only hope it happens to the people who listen to the show. For those of you who don't listen, you can go burn in hell. I'm kidding. Of course, I don't want you to burn in hell, because if you burn in hell, you can't listen to the show. So, anyway, today's episode, it's a story not from New York, no, it's from the Bay Area, and it was a crazy story, so you know it hit my radar, so I gotta tell you guys about it. It's about this woman named Karina Castro. She's a 27-year-old mom out of the Bay Area. She has two daughters, so let's jump into it, right? So the mother of two was in broad daylight, beheaded. Now I got your attention. As soon as I say the word beheaded, I feel like everyone's like, oh, because that's not a very common thing in 2022, in America, anyway. So, she was beheaded in broad daylight. She's been identified and her ex-boyfriend arrested in connection with her death. Let's see what happened here. Well, it all happened on Thursday, 2 days ago, at her Bay Area home. And it shocked her neighbors, because imagine coming outside and seeing this. So her two daughters, unfortunately, age 7 and 1, were inside the home at the time. But thankfully, they did not witness their mother's brutal murder that morning. Castro's ex-boyfriend, 33-year-old aspiring rapper Jose Rafael Solano Landaeta, who goes by Rafa Solano for short, was promptly arrested by the San Mateo County Sheriff's Department in connection with her death. Landaeta is the father of Castro's 1-year-old daughter, authorities say, but she was granted a restraining order against him in April. Let's see what happened here. And guys, when you hear the rest of this story, you think the beheading part was crazy. Wait. Now, he is the father of Castro's 1-year-old daughter. But again, she was granted a restraining order back in April. Now, Castro's family, the mother's family, is now saying that Landaeta is a diagnosed schizophrenic with a history of drinking on his medication, whom they warned Castro to stay away from. He allegedly left the scene of the crime on Thursday, only to return minutes later when police were on the scene of Castro's San Carlos home. Landaeta is scheduled to be arraigned in San Mateo court on Monday. Wow. Now, Castro's family, again, the mother's family, is now speaking up about her apparently abusive relationship with Landaeta, saying they had been worried about it for years before her death on Thursday morning. Now, her father, Marty Castro, told ABC7, how he took every chance he could to try and stop her from seeing him, saying, every time I saw her, I would beg her, don't talk to him, leave him. And it seemed like the more I did that, the more she would see him. He and the victim's grandmother, Danielle Gagnon, described Castro as an independent woman. Oh boy. Independent woman. She had attended Menlo Atherton High School, from where she earned her GED, and was working as a DoorDash driver at the time of her death. Shout out to the DoorDash drivers. Castro was determined to raise her daughters on her own, Gagnon said, but she apparently faced some problems, as most of us DoorDash drivers do. Oh, sorry, no. She faced problems in her relationship. Excuse me, got carried away with my own story. In her relationship with Landaeta, whom, again, Gagnon alleged is, quote, a diagnosed schizophrenic on meds. She claimed he would use that as an excuse for his behavior. He drank excessively, and again, you're not supposed to do that on those kinds of medication. Gagnon goes on, further explains. Ooh, Marty is now warning parents. If there's somebody out there abusing your daughter, don't take off. Don't let it go. Don't take no for an answer. I mean, meanwhile, and again, this is where I think the story gets a little more crazy. You thought the beheading part was crazy, and it is. But this part caught me like, what? Meanwhile, newly discovered Snapchat messages between Castro and Lendetta revealed that she had threatened to expose his alleged relationship with, wait for it, another man just before her death. A dude. He is a schizophrenic. Let's keep that in mind. Mental illness plays a huge factor in this, I'm assuming. Landaeta then sent her threatening messages back in response, ultimately leading to the confrontation outside Castro's home on Thursday morning, when her father says, quote, he got really mad, went to the trunk of his car, pulled out whatever it was, and killed her right there behind the car. Neighbor Chapel Thorborn said he caught sight of the horrific scene from the steps of his home near the corner of Laurel Street and Magnolia Avenue in San Carlos. The head was underneath the car, and she was laying in the back of the car, just severed, he told ABC. Authorities say the murder took place at around 11:50 in the morning. The officers were on the scene within minutes. Once there, they saw Landeta and two friends returning to the victim's home, where he was quickly arrested. After he cut her head off, he came walking up, him and his two friends, Thornborn, the neighbor, told ABC, and they walked right by me and they arrested him. He was hurt, shocked, disappointed, he added, about the suspect. Police said they are still looking for the sword used in the beheading and the investigation is ongoing. What'd you do with the sword, man? Did you kill anybody else, schizo? Sorry, I had to say it. That's kind of crazy, literally. In the meantime, Castro's family is fighting, to get custody of Karina's two daughters who were put in the care of Child Protective Services in the aftermath. Oh, no. I want those girls, Ganon told ABC7. That's what I want first. Then I want Rafa to fry in jail. I don't care what happens to him. Marty said that he also reached out to an animal control to try to get custody of Karina's dog and her two cats, which again were recovered at the scene. There's a GoFundMe set up right now, already surpassed the goal of $25,000 for Karina's funeral as of Saturday. $25,000 for a funeral, wow. I have no idea what funeral costs are, guys. Just letting you know, I've always said if possible, you could burn me in this car while I'm recording an episode or, you know, whatever. And, you know, maybe collect the insurance money or do whatever you want because at this point, I'm gone. I'm sorry to say it. No one's really going to come to my funeral. I truly believe it. And, you know, it is what it is. Why waste the money? $25,000 is a lot of money. Hopefully they could use that money and not use all of it for the funeral and use it for court fees and stuff like that, lawyer fees to try to get these kids. I mean, that's more important. Get these kids out of CPS. Put them in, you know, proper care. This grandfather seems like he really cares. And, you know, I think they'd obviously be right with family. At least this family, not the schizophrenics family. Thank you for all this money will help Karina's daughters and help us give my daughter a funeral to remember, he wrote on the online fundraiser on Saturday. I'm devastated, broke, empty, and more hurt than I ever thought I could be by the situation, he added. But thank you for helping us. Wow. I mean, what was the crazy part to you guys? The beheading or the guy part? To me, the guy part took me off. Like, because, you know, you have two daughters. And then the dogs and the cat. I mean, you have kids. And the daughters aren't old. I mean, you got a 7 and a 1-year-old. Right? The 1-year-old, 12 months. Dude, were you seeing a dude on the side this whole time? Or was that not you? Was that the schizophrenic version of you? The other side of you that no one knows? And I always wonder how that works, too. Like, I'm assuming schizophrenia can be genetic. Hopefully, in this case, it's not. But I worry about the two daughters. You know, hopefully that gene did not pass over to them. But more so, I'm hoping that they're able to get into the right care, into the right hands, whether that be the grandfather or whomever. Hopefully they get the proper care that they, you know, like I said, deserve. You know, that's, oh man, that's sad, man. Can you imagine? She wasn't old, what, 27? Is that what I said? 27 years old. Just like that. That's beheaded. Hopefully she was, I mean, hard, it's horrible to say, but hopefully she was dead before the beheading. You know, they don't go into detail, really. Otherwise, you're hacking away at it, from what I understand. the first, you know, hack, not to be gross, but the first hack, you know, might not kill the person. Yeah, he was beheaded. She was beheaded with a sword outside her Bay Area home. She was 27. Her children, age 7 and 1, were inside the home at the time. And he's scheduled to be arraigned on Monday, 9/12. That's the date, 9/12. Oh, I'm going to follow up with this story now. It's just like the world, man, dude. Like, if someone tells you, guys, listen to this. If someone says you got to take this medication, please, I mean, it should be automatically right click, save as, do not mess this up. JPEG or something. You know, like, you got to save that note as a reminder. Like, do not drink while you're on medication. I mean, there's a reason why they say this. Right? And I'm not blaming the alcohol. I'm not blaming the medication. I mean, obviously this man is to blame if he's found guilty, if he did this. If he actually committed this crime, which is apparently that's what it looks like. You know, if that's the case, then he should face the time. I understand that. But going forward, guys, if you have any kind of medication, I don't care what it is, do not mix prescription medication with alcohol. Do not mix any medication with alcohol. It's alcohol. You know, at least if you're going to drink, drink hours after taking the medication. If you have to, I wouldn't recommend drinking at all. But I know people who, like, pop the pill and then they drink their, like, vodka, like to wash the pill down. That's not a no-no. That's a no-no-no. Do not do that. That's very, very dangerous. Not only can you die, but in this case, you might hurt someone else if that's what happened here. But I've heard of horror stories of alcohol mixed with medication before. And we've heard of horror stories with medication alone causing problems with people. So why would you add alcohol to the mix? Literally. I wouldn't. Don't recommend it. Not a doctor. I'm just saying it based upon the stories that I've reviewed and I've spoken about. But guys, stay safe tonight. Again, if you're going to drink tonight, be safe. Don't mix your medication with that. And when I say be safe, I also mean have something on you to protect yourself. With the crazy world we're living in, man. Crazy world. As you can see, 27-year-old mother beheaded. Like, it's crazy. Be safe out there. And again, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share the video, follow. Do what you can to support the show. I truly appreciate it. I need all the love and support I can get, both on the video and off. So, you know, check out my website, cjbronsonstore.com, for all the merch, the t-shirts. I got hats. I got the Bossy IRS hat out there. I got a camo. The camo version is fire. I got to show you that one soon. Amazing. Check that out, cjbronsonstore.com, for that. All these videos and all these audios are available on my other website, cjbronsonshow.com. TikTok and Twitter, CJ Bronson Show. New video today. You're going to love it, about Las Vegas, a story in the Las Vegas airport. Check that out. All right, guys. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.